Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. You know, we never got to the Mark Emery story last night, and I sold it all night long as though we would do that, and I promise you I'll do my best to get to it here tonight. First, we're going to go to Cameron, though. He's in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live on the Ampline. Hello, Cameron.
Hey, guys. How are you tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind, Cameron?
I have two related topics here, public libraries and public transportation, specifically Amtrak.
I guess
it's public. I mean, it's owned by the U.S. government, and our tax money goes to fund it.
Right, it's public, so like the post office is public.
The post office is public, but actually, the post office, from what I understand, doesn't use taxpayer money. Is it?
It's my understanding the post office, and I'm no expert, but maybe somebody who is can call us and clarify. But it's my understanding the post office uses government taxpayer dollars to fund its pensions. Whereas it is covering much of its costs from a postage.
If you go to startpage.com and you search Post Office and Cato Institute, you will come up with a great article on all the funding that the federal government is currently giving the Post Office, which is this private organization.
So its operating costs are funded by themselves, but paying the people is actually funded by us.
I can't come off the top of my head with it right now because I don't remember everything about what the article said, but I remember it was damning.
They are not operating in the black.
Yeah, their pensions are definitely government. They get all kinds of benefits in the area of buildings and rent, so they're not private.
Okay. Well, let me start with the post office thing. I run a trivia game Wednesday nights here in Philly at a bar, and mm-hmm. I write the trivia and I have the answer sheets, and I don't have a printer. My printer's broken. I can't really afford a new one. So when I go to print stuff, I go to the library to do it because it's right up the street.
Okay.
Easy. I can walk up there. Now, the public library obviously funded with taxpayer money, and I don't agree with that, but I go use the library because, you know, you get the book out for free, and they're already taking your money, so might as well take advantage of it.
You might as well. Yeah.
So I go to print, and I have to pay 25 cents a page to print. And it occurs to me.
Wow.
Yes, 25 cents a page. And it occurs to me that my taxpayer money bought the ink, bought the paper, bought the computers, bought the printer. Why do I have to pay again for something I've already paid for?
Because you will.
I know. Well, unfortunately, I prefer to go to Kinko's, actually, but it's too far away, and I don't have a car, so...
That's why you'll pay 25 cents, because you're there and you don't want to go anywhere else.
Right, and they don't have any incentive to compete in the marketplace of printing out pieces of paper.
Now, I'm saying, you know, if I wanted to, I guess I could have gone to Kinko's. Again, it's far away, I don't have a car, and to get there I'd have to take public transportation, which is the next thing I want to get into.
All right, sure. Before you go on, Cameron, we have mentioned in the past there are such things as private libraries out there. So for those people,
I know. I don't know if there are around here. I haven't looked, to be honest.
I don't believe there are very
many. Rare birds,
right? But for those people who believe that this is one of those things that government must do, it's just not the case. Private libraries absolutely can be done and done very well. Anyway, go ahead with your thoughts.
So for public transportation here, now down here in Philly, in the suburbs, we have SEPTA, the Southeastern Pennsylvania Transportation Authority, and SEPTA is notorious. They use public money. They're always cutting service but increasing fares. They're operating in the red for years. They have labor problems. They're always late. They're terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't have a car. Again, I can't afford one. And if I can, I will walk or take my bike or get a ride from somewhere to get somewhere. Now, sometimes I just can't. I don't have a choice, and cabs are... Well, they're more expensive than taking the public transportation.
Sure.
So I take the public transportation sometimes. Now, same goes for Amtrak. If I can, I will get a ride somewhere or I'll fly somewhere. But sometimes it's just less expensive to take Amtrak. If I'm going to Washington, D.C. or something, for me at least, it's less expensive.
Understood.
Okay. So I was on Amtrak the other day, and I thought about this, and all of a sudden, Amtrak and SEPTA, they're taking my money. They're operating using taxpayer money. Yet, to ride Amtrak, you have to pay, you know, $80 to ride SEPTA. I got to pay, $4 to get downtown. Yeah, maybe it's cheaper than flying and cheaper than taking a cab, but I've already paid for it. I'm paying the salaries. I'm paying for the trains. I'm paying for the upkeep and my taxes. Why do I have to pay again?
You know what, Cameron, I think you should do? You should go to your representatives and complain about this. Get them to change the laws.
Because that'll work. You know what? I'm going to say to them, I think you should give me free tickets every day for the rest of my life because my tax money's paying for it, so why should I have to pay a fare? But no, of course. And no one brings this up. No one notices this. No one, you know, in all the complaints that my friends and I lodge about SEPTA, no one ever brings up, we're paying for it in taxes, but we have to pay again with tickets? What the hell is that? Seriously?
I guess what their claim would be is that if you didn't have the ticket payment costs, that the taxes would be more expensive. So they would just
vice versa. Right.
Right. So that would be what they would say to you if you brought that up.
Right. And there's no way that they can raise the ticket price to what it takes for the government to run a business because no one will pay it.
Right.
No one will pay. You're right. And it really sucks because if I didn't have to, if I had a car, if I could afford a car, or you know, if I could go further on my bike than where I can go, you know, that's limited, and I wouldn't have to use this. Unfortunately, I can't. I don't have a choice, and that really sucks. But it really got me going. How much they screw you over? I can't believe it. I'm paying taxes, and I'm paying a ticket, and on top of that, both SEPTA and Amtrak now have what they call the quiet car. You're not allowed to talk on the quiet car.
Really?
So wait, I'm paying taxes, and then I'm paying with a ticket. And then I get on this poorly marked Amtrak quiet car where some poor guy in the back having a hushed conversation with his wife on a cell phone gets screamed at by another passenger because this is the quiet car.
Wow.
So I'm paying doubly for this and then being told you can't use your cell phone, you can't talk to the person next to you.
Also, what I want to know is how many other passenger rail lines are there in America?
I believe there, from what I understand, there are none. From what I understand, there's not really any. They all merged into Amtrak. And there are private rail companies who own stock in Amtrak, but they don't – they might operate – I think they operate freight. They don't operate passenger. And it's funny. They own stock in Amtrak, but they don't actually get any money out of it, but they refuse to sell their shares for whatever reason.
I wonder what the story is behind that. I wonder if it is similar to what might happen with the healthcare situation where the government may create some sort of government – option, and then eventually just slowly absorb all of the other insurance companies.
I believe that's what happened with Amtrak. It was an option. If you want to join up with us, you can. And then it kind of became more and more, well, you don't really have a choice.
Well, how do you compete?
We're going to put you out of business.
But how do you compete? I mean, you've got Amtrak that is, as you say, subsidized. And if you're in the marketplace, trying to compete in the marketplace, you don't have that benefit of subsidy. So,
therefore,
it's just a matter of time before they roll over top of you.
They had bought up, because if you read, like, I don't know a lot about railroads, but if you read about a lot of the old famous trains, like the Silver Star, which ran New York to Miami, or the City of New Orleans, which was Chicago to Louisiana, those are all now rail lines on Amtrak. They used to be private companies or lines owned by private companies, but they all get taken into Amtrak, and they still use the old name. So it's certainly, I don't think there are any other passenger.
Wow.
I mean, there might be one somewhere for, like, the novelty of it, but I don't think there's anything major.
I've never heard of it. I would love to know if there are any competitors to Amtrak as far as passenger rail is concerned. But
I don't think so, and I think they must own the railroad, too, so they probably don't allow anyone else to be on it for passenger purposes. And now I've read that they've recently wanted to get into freight, so the freight companies better watch out.
Well, you know, the good thing is it's not – when it comes to competing with the government, you can still compete. Obviously, UPS and FedEx – have been able to compete effectively with the post office, but you still have to pay far more. You're paying actual market rates with UPS and FedEx.
They're offering only premium services.
Right.
The premium service for passenger rail already exists. We call them aeroplanes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, passenger rail just, you know, that's not going
to
happen.
I mean, sometimes it's cheaper to take a plane. If I go to visit my parents back home in Massachusetts, I fly from Philly to Providence and back for a cheaper rate and a quicker time than it would be to take the train, but to hop one of those shuttle, and like there's buses, like I can actually take a bus up to New York for cheaper, which I do, but to get to like D.C., I'd have to go on a bus, I'd have to go there and to New York and then back down.
They are bad. Thank you for the call, Cameron. I appreciate it.
Thank
I share
you.
Your frustration. I understand where you're coming from, but hey, what do you do, right? They've got the monopoly and they've got the guns and they're going to keep running it until it runs into the ground, which as long as they can keep extracting money from you, it won't. Free Talk Live. We'll
The second annual Connecticut Liberty Forum is coming October 17th. Join Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, We the People Foundation founder Bob Schultz, author James Perloff, the Campaign for Liberty's Jim Ozzola, and more, discussing ways to protect our freedom. The Connecticut Liberty Forum, October 17th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Sheraton Hotel in Windsor Locks. Visit NHELD.com for more information or call 860-354-3590. That's 860-354-3590.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Ian. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time. You and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. Again, that's frontsight.com.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dry guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dry guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dry guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dry guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
You've heard the Get the Tea commercials, and many people like our commercials, but I did notice something. What the heck is a toxin? So, here it is. A toxin is a poisonous substance that is capable of causing disease when introduced into the body. Formaldehyde, from seat cushions and particle board. How about carbon monoxide, furnace-burning propane, butane, disinfectants, perfume? Mouthwash? Glues? Air fresheners? Pesticides? Oh my gosh, even sugar is a toxin, according to Dr. Lau. It's a very addictive drug. It's time to fight back. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can get your trusty cell phone out and call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. And put in your order today. Lose weight, feel good, and be free of all these toxins. GetTheTea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features, and they're all free, including live streams, a broadband version, dial-up version, even a webcam. You'll find it all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. Now's the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. You can secure a front sight defensive handgun course, plus get a 30-state concealed weapons permit, as well as a free handgun if you go to frontsight.com today. That's frontsight.com. All right, so here is the story about Mark Emery from the Vancouver Sun, as found over at cannabisculture.com. We've had Mark on the show. He is the self-proclaimed, or I don't know if he actually coined this term. I think the media might have, but he's the Prince of Pot. Mark Emery is one of the most wanted men in the, around the globe by the United States government, and they finally have him. The DEA has been wanting to get him in a cold cage for a long time, and they finally succeeded, and he has turned himself in for a 5-year prison sentence in the United States for the horrible, horrific crime of selling seeds.
Yeah, if I'm clear on this, and I think I am, this would be a federal, this is federal time, and federal time, from what I can tell, is an 85% sentence. And
meaning he'll have to serve 85%
of his time at the minimum for, you know, 5 years. So 4.5 years.
It's a long time.
Yeah.
The man is 51 years old. We've had him on the show in the past a few times to talk about his situation. He was living in Vancouver, operating his business there. Cannabis Culture Magazine. It's now an online publication, which you can get free, of course, at cannabisculture.com. It's good stories. They've got good reporting going on there. Great stuff. And he is a really stand-up guy, a liberty-oriented dude. This guy is, Mark Emery is much more than just a marijuana advocate, but that's what certainly he specializes in. He's well-trained. I think he read lots of Rothbard and Rand and stuff like that when he was growing up. So well-trained as far as his liberty cred is concerned. And it's just sad to see this this happen to a good man who never harmed another person in his life, always did his ran his business honestly, poured his profits back into the movement. He didn't he didn't get really wealthy off of this. He probably could have, but he reinvested his profits into what he was doing to help get the word out about decriminalization or legalization of marijuana. And now, because of his efforts, he's been targeted. And they targeted him years ago, and this has been a long time in the process, this whole process of him being arrested by the Canadians and the Canadians looking to extradite him to the United States. So instead of protecting supposedly one of their own, right, you know, they're supposed to protect you as a citizen. Isn't that the whole deal with being a citizen, that you get protection in return? Oh, wait, the Supreme Court has determined that they don't have to offer you any protection. In fact, they have no obligation to protect you in any way, shape, or form. So the Canadians obediently decided to turn Mark Emery over to the United States. And the Vancouver Sun reports that this Canada's self-proclaimed Prince of Pot was escorted out of B.C. Supreme Court and into jail on Monday to await extradition to the United States, where he's to serve up to 5 years in prison for shipping marijuana seeds across the border. Oh. Mark Emery, who's 51, was indicted in 2005, so it took them 4 years to finally get to the point of locking him up, along with two associates on drug and money laundering charges stemming from a lucrative mail-order pot seed business run out of Emery's Vancouver book and paraphernalia shop, which also doubled as BC's marijuana party headquarters. Two charges Emery faced, conspiracy to distribute marijuana and conspiracy to engage in money laundering, were dropped in exchange for his guilty plea on the charge of conspiracy to manufacture marijuana. He's agreed to a 5-year imprisonment plea bargain in connection with his $3 million a year marijuana seed catalog business, where most of his customers were American. Canadian authorities drew criticism for helping the U.S. nab Emery because he openly participated in an operation that drew little heat in Canada. In fact, Emery would point out, if he were on the phone with us, that he even paid taxes all of those years. He was the Canadian government was benefiting from his marijuana seed sales, from his $3 million a year business. The Canadian government was getting a cut. So even though he paid them off, even though he paid the mob, they didn't protect him when the time came. Because they could have come out and they could have said, you know, Mr. Emery is an upstanding member of Canadian society. He's paid his taxes. Not that I think that makes you upstanding. I think that actually probably a little more upstanding if you don't pay taxes and you're honest and upfront about it. But, you know, from their perspective, he's upstanding. So they would say, you know, Mr. Emery is an upstanding member of the Canadian society, and this is outrageous. We will not participate with this extradition. He will remain a free man. I mean, he paid them probably hundreds of thousands of dollars a year in taxes. A lot of good it did him, huh? Same thing with you, by the way. If you've paid all kinds of money into the system, it won't do you a damn bit of good if they decide to come after you for something. So,
true.
The story goes on. He was convicted in Canada of selling pot seeds in 1998 and given a $2,000 fine. Emery's two associates, Michelle Rainey and Gregory Williams, were recently sentenced in the United States to 2 years probation for conspiracy to manufacture marijuana as a result of a plea deal. And, of course, as you know, what normally happens is they hit you with all kinds of charges. In this case, he was facing three charges. They dropped two of them in return for his plea of guilty. So it never went to trial.
Yeah, and let's not forget that the United States government was threatening a bunch of his family and his mm-hmm. associates, so he felt like he had to take the hit for these people.
As Emery left the tiny courtroom, right, because they would have perhaps gone harder on everybody else if he hadn't gone along with the scam.
That's the trick.
As Emery left the tiny courtroom, his wife Jody,
gonna make you a deal you can't refuse,
by the way, is on our Shrine of Female Listeners, very lovely lady. His wife Jody wept in the public gallery while a crowd of the Cannabis Crusaders followers chanted "Free Mark Emery." As he was led away, he yelled, "I love you, Jody Emery. Plant the seeds of freedom. Overgrow the government." Emery will be held for 30 days to give him time to appeal, and then once the federal justice minister has signed the removal order, Emery will be handed over to the United States.
I love that word, minister, yeah. Finance minister, government minister. Is this a religion or what?
It is a religion, Wayne. It is.
It sounds like it.
Well, no, it is a religion because you have to believe in something absolutely fantastic to believe in this in their little system. It's a totally faith-based situation. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with having faith in certain things if you believe you're benefiting from it, but you don't benefit from the government. You don't benefit from this religion. This is one that hurts you year after year, tax after tax, regulation after regulation. But you do have to be a believer in the state in order to go along with this stuff, at least to go along with it happily. I mean, you can understand that the state is really nothing more than men and women doing violence at the business at the threat of violence, and that if you decide you don't want to go along with their rules, that you don't agree to their diktats, that they'll use violence on you, as they've done here with Mark Emery. And you really have to be a believer to believe that what the state's doing is right, to believe that what the state has done to Mark Emery and has done to millions of Americans and people around the world, locked them in a prison cell because they had a plant or a seed or a chemical, to believe that it's right to do something like that. You really have to be a zealous believer in what the state does. So it is very fantastic.
Well, really, in reality, though, and we all know the sense behind legalizing this stuff, but if the narco dollar system were to collapse, if everything were to become legal, goodbye economy. That's what they fear.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. He's hoping that he'll be able to be allowed to serve out part of his time back home in Canada. Of course, as we learn more about Mark's situation, we'll bring it to you here. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're looking for a company that will meet and exceed your water purification needs, you need to visit PureWaterFreedom.com. If you're concerned about contaminants in your water, such as fluoride, chlorine, pharmaceutical drugs, arsenic, and even iron or rust, PureWaterFreedom.com has a water purification system perfect for your home or office. PureWaterFreedom.com carries state-of-the-art water filters for every application, including countertop, undersink, shower and bath, whole house, ultraviolet sterilizers, fluoride filters, and reverse osmosis systems that remove fluoride and pharmaceutical drugs, and much more. Installation takes moments, so you'll be enjoying crisp, clean, satisfying water in no time. Not sure which water purification system will work best for you? Log on or call today to speak with a water purification specialist. Call 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Or visit purewaterfreedom.com. Purewaterfreedom.com. The best filtered water in the world.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have. It's a scary world we live in. Schools closed, businesses shut down, and reports of death, all from the swine flu. We've had more bank failures this year than the previous 10 years combined. And money will soon be more valuable as toilet paper due to the nation's $12 trillion debt, which is why gold is now over $1,000 an ounce. According to the Atlanta Fed chief, unemployment is actually 16%. And the solution for every one of these threats to your family is food security from eFoods Direct. Call 1-800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com. Food security for your family from the new Nutraversal Foods from eFoods Direct. Just add water, and in minutes your family will enjoy gourmet restaurant taste, health food quality ingredients, and a guaranteed 10-year shelf life. Food security from eFoods Direct. The most valuable protection your family can have, even more valuable than gold. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing the toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI. It is 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. They include the updates. You can get signed up and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates. freetalklive.com and get on the list free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Just talking to a friend today about the purchasing of gold and silver, and I really do think that silver's poised to make a run and go up quite a bit, because it's amazing how much is getting used in industrial purposes. Silver's getting used a heck of a lot more than gold is, and they're not reclaiming it really from those industrial purposes.
Mark's predictions may or may not reflect reality.
That much is true. If you want to get some silver to make a hedge against inflation, Free Talk Live has an opportunity for you. Just go to silver.freetalklive.com, and we have a couple of options there. The Lakota Nation's silver round for $22.30 per ounce, and the Walking Liberty half dollar for just under $9, and you can go there and get those. I just heard the prices today for somebody who was selling Walking Liberty halves, and I would imagine they were probably in better shape, that these are basically usable currency, that they were selling them for $18. So you can get them for half that. $9 at silver.freetalklive.com.
All right, we're going to continue here and move into healthcare because, well, it's on a lot of people's minds. And, of course, a lot of people have no idea what exactly is being proposed out there, what the solution should be. They know that the government has some suggestions as to what might be happening, but there's nothing that's really been nailed down, I don't think, at this point, beyond the fact that some people want to have a government option in the insurance business, and then there are all kinds of other, ideas on the table about a co-op from the Republicans. So, you know, the Republicans aren't really proposing anything freedom oriented.
Right.
They're just proposing
just
a modified government plan.
Yeah, another step on the road to big government. This, however,
you
this
got a story about
yeah, this.
This
are articles from the New York Times, and this is kind of about the clash between state governments and their sovereignty and the federal government, and it's over this health care issue. From the New York Times, in more than a dozen state houses across the country, a small but growing group of lawmakers is pressing for state constitutional amendments that would outlaw a crucial element of the health care plans under discussion in Washington, D.C., the requirement that nearly everyone buy insurance or pay a penalty. That's one of the plans.
Medical fascism.
Yeah, and from what I can tell, completely unconstitutional. Approval of the measures
stopped them in the past.
No, it doesn't. Approval of the measures the lawmakers suggest would set off a legal battle over the rights of states versus the right of the federal power. Now, you know that there were several states that went red even in this most recent election. Obama wasn't elected like Reagan was with a landslide. So not everybody's on Obama's side on this, especially the state legislators. That's why you've had so much 10th Amendment talk.
Mm-hmm.
And some states are going to be able to pass something that says we're not going along with this national health care bull crap. And I'm really interested in what's going to happen here. So approval for the measures lawmakers suggest would set off a legal battle over the rights of states versus the reach of federal power, an issue that is, for some, central to the current health care debate, but also one that has tentacles stretching into many other matters, including education and drug policy.
Of course.
Opponents of the measures and some constitutional scholars say that the proposals are mostly symbolic, intended to send a message of political protest and have little chance of succeeding in court over the long run.
Because the federal government's just going to basically say in their courts, well, you know, this is nice that you states think that you can do this, but we say you can't.
I don't think that would happen.
Sorry.
I really don't. I think that these experts that are saying that are scared out of their skins.
You think?
And that's why they're saying it.
Well, what makes you think the federal judges are going to rule in favor of the states?
It's happened many times in the past.
Has it?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I understand where you're coming from, but these federal judges, what's their motivation for ruling?
Power.
But they're going to get a higher seat?
I don't know. Absolutely, that's a possibility. Mm. If they do favors for the executive branch, they could increase their chances of being appointed to
They could
things.
Go to some state government and get a high appointment there. I mean, you know, what's the difference between saying being a federal appeals court or a state Supreme Court justice?
The money's better at the federal level.
Probably.
Payoffs come in all forms.
I appreciate your optimism, Mark. We'll find out.
But they acknowledge that the measures could create legal collisions that will be both expensive and cause delays to health care changes and could be a rallying point for opponents in the increasingly tense debate. This does head us for a legal showdown, says Christy Herrera, or as Ian would say, Herrera. Herrera.
I don't roll my R's now.
An official at the American Legislative Exchange Council, a group in Washington that advocates limited government and free markets, that earlier this month offered guidance to lawmakers in more than a dozen states in a conference call on the state amendments. So far, the notion has been presented in at least 10 states, though it has already been rejected or left behind in committees in some of them. Lawmakers in four other states have said they will soon offer similar measures as in what has grown into a coordinated effort in resistance. Arizona, which has placed the amendment on the ballot in 2010, seems to be the furthest along. It'd be relatively easy to do in Florida, too. Here in Minnesota, as many of the other states, the move to amend the state constitution has been being driven by a handful of Republican lawmakers. The proposed amendment itself does not advocate some particular alternative plan, but sets what its authors see as ground rules for what any future healthcare system should and should not include.
So what does that mean?
Well, I mean, they've got their little version of whatever government, you know, intervention in healthcare is supposed to look like. So they're basically saying, you can't do this, federal government. No public
option. What?
Well, we won't go along. This is our state.
Okay.
This is a 10th Amendment issue.
So what is the state? Right. So if the state is saying they won't go along, how does that actually play out in reality? What does that mean? How are the states? Is it that the states are getting money from the federal government to subsidize their state Medicare programs? Is that what they're not going to go along with, because they're still going to want the money from the feds. So what are they not going to go along with, I guess is what I'm wondering. It sounds nice on its face, but I'm just wondering.
If Obama has some mandate that you have to get insurance if you live in the United States for health care, mm-hmm. and you live in Arizona, where this is one of these proposals going through, then in Arizona, the politicians would tell the people, you do not have to do this. Now, the federal government may very well pull some funds away from their Medicare.
Sure.
You know,
they can pull funds from all
welfare
kinds of stuff.
And all kinds of things.
Right, right.
So,
well, a lot of states maybe will gain the impetus to kick the federal habit and not need their money. In fact, in New Hampshire, I know that we all give more money to the federal government than we get back.
There are donor states, as they are called.
Yes.
Where there are certain receiver states and donor states. Receiver states.
I don't get this receiver state thing, because the federal government has to take a slice off of all the taxes that they receive, and I find it very difficult to imagine that too many states are actually getting more money than they're paying in.
I don't know. It's just what I've heard.
I've heard it, but it's just hard to imagine. I would say that the receiver state is Washington, D.C.
But this is the new math, though, because don't forget they can print money and give it to their favorite states, too.
That's true.
It's not based on what the states pay.
Right, because isn't the income tax essentially just paying for the interest on the various different
that's what they say,
treasury
yes.
bonds or whatever?
And every time you go to the gas station, you're paying federal tax and you're paying state tax as well.
Right.
So State Representative Tom Emmer, a Republican, says, all I'm trying to do is protect the individual's right to make health care decisions. I just don't want the government getting between my decisions and my doctors.
Sounds to me like he's just trying to get reelected.
Well, yeah, but of course he is. If he really didn't want that, he would be working to roll back the system because the government, in all of its iterations, whether it's state, local, or federal, is way between your decisions and your doctors.
You know, I'm generally in favor of this sort of movement of states' rights. I don't believe that states can have rights. I think that it really only makes sense that individuals have rights. But nonetheless, I do like the idea of the state government people who supposedly got together way back when and formed the federal government for certain purposes, going to the federal government and saying, look, we've had about enough of this, and we're not going to participate in this, et cetera, et cetera. I just don't know if it'll actually happen. I mean, I'd like to believe that it will. I'd like to believe this is more than just political posturing, but we haven't gotten to the point where it's time for something to occur. Free Talk Live.
In the late 21st century, the hardiest, most daring adventurers have begun to colonize the solar system, where untold mineral riches await them. Jealous of their wealth and fearful of their freedom, the government of Earth is determined to extend their power to this new frontier by any means necessary. Escape from Terra, an illustrated science fiction saga from Big Head Press. Read it online at escapefromterra.com.
ecigarettesnational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Gun Day, Gun Day, Gun Day.
3 days to exercise your Second Amendment rights for only $10 per person April 3rd, 4th, and 5th at Knob Creek Gun Range. The world's largest machine gun shooting military gun show is fun for the whole family, with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and over 800 tables showcasing handguns, shotguns, rifles, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. Call 502-922-4457 or visit knobcreekrange.com. That's K-N-O-B, creekrange.com.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. there are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Toll free to 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We are going to take your calls about anything. And then coming up, I've got a much better solution to this federal government health care problem from our friend Mark Stevens over at markstevens.net. That's Mark with the C. We'll get to that here, but your calls are primary. Also, I want to tell you briefly about amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Now, there's a lot to buy at Amazon. If you've been there before, you know what I'm talking about. They are the world's largest internet retailer with dozens of categories in which you can shop. Even used items, you can get it all at amazon.freetalklive.com. If you enter through that link, we will get a percentage of the purchase. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. But there is one set of books that will never be available at Amazon.
No.
They're only available through... Well, what are you going to tell us about, Mark?
Yeah, it's through spooner.freetalklive.com is really the only way to get this set of books. It is a set of six volumes that are bound in library-quality hardcover, and it's a total of 2,800 pages, and it's the complete writings of Lysander Spooner. If you know who Lysander Spooner is, and you want to get his writings, you just can't get these anywhere. They're not available on the internet. They're not available anywhere except through M&S Press and spooner.freetalklive.com. Lysander Spooner was an anarchist, a philosopher, an abolitionist, an entrepreneur, and a mailman. And you can get his entire six-volume set for $335. I know it's a lot of money, but if you like Spooner, it's worth it to you. So spooner.freetalklive.com. Basically, the order form is an email link, and you'll start the process by emailing the guy. Tell him that you heard it on Free Talk Live, and it's delivered to your door for $335.
Let's go to your calls, and then we'll get to a real healthcare solution. We'll talk to Chris in Texas to start things out. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening.
What's on your mind tonight, Chris?
Well, you know, I'm surprised, Ian, that you're not actually in favor of government health care.
Why would I be in favor of that?
Well, I mean, for your voluntary society, I think the more government programs we have, the better, because that's definitely going to get us to the voluntary society much, much faster.
You believe you are one of those who believes
that? Believe?
I don't believe that.
I think that eventually... I mean, I'm not actually in favor of it, but I think eventually it has to collapse.
Would you be somebody who would cast a vote for the most evil person on the ballot in the hopes that things would collapse sooner?
Absolutely not. In fact, when I vote, I don't vote for a candidate that is Republican, Democrat. I just flat out don't vote on that specific issue because I don't really view much of a difference between them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But if I do find, and that's actually pretty much the reason that I called, is, you know, if I do find a principal candidate out there, I will cast a vote for him.
Doesn't that counteract what you just said, though? I mean, you said that you believe that.
He was talking about you. He doesn't believe that.
Oh,
you should.
I thought you said you also believe that things should be sped up. Is that not the case?
Rewind. Say that again?
It was my understanding that you had thought, first of all, you'd suggested that I thought that that the government health care thing should go through so voluntarism happens sooner, so a voluntary society arises sooner. And so then I thought you had expressed a similar belief system. Is that not the case?
No, actually, that's not the case.
Okay.
I am more on Mark's side with the minarchist point of view than a
gotcha.
Voluntarist.
Yeah, well, you misunderstood me because I certainly am not in favor of more tyranny. I would never advocate for more tyranny for in some sort of hope that that would result in more freedom down the line.
Yeah, I think it's also it makes you to somewhat extent responsible for what occurs. If you're going, you're like in the crowd going, kill him, crucify, crucify. You know, and that's essentially where you're at when you advocate for more government.
I don't think I've ever advocated for more government.
No,
I've never said that.
I just, you know, if we never get to liberty because I won't vote for the worst candidate, we'll never get to liberty.
It can also collapse because people just resist it and refuse to participate.
Absolutely. Anyway, go ahead with your thoughts tonight.
Well, it's kind of along the same line. I guess what happened last night with the end of your show for podcasters, how Mark had interviewed Rand Paul, and I thought that was really great. I've actually been following him for a little while and watching some of his stuff, and I was just a little curious on why you weren't in there. I know when Ron Paul was on, you seemed fairly excited about interviewing him. And
yeah, well, Ron Paul's got some name recognition. Ron Paul is really the only politician we've ever had on our radio program. What you're referring to is an interview that aired last night only on podcast, so our radio listeners would only be able to download the podcast from last night, and then they could hear it. But it was Mark all by himself interviewing Rand Paul. And for me, politicians don't excite me. There's nothing exciting about what Rand Paul is doing. He's just running another libertarian campaign. I've seen a million of them, so what's new?
Well, so where it gets me thinking is kind of the underlying issue here between you and Mark, which is, and you know, I put myself in this and a lot of people that I have discussions with, is, you know, we agree on everything that's going to happen for the next 99% of getting to a voluntary society, and it's mm-hmm. that last 1% that we're getting hung up on. And I think that it worries me that might alienate some people that aren't quite at that voluntarist viewpoint yet.
What's going to alienate people? I'm sorry if I'm misunderstanding.
Yeah, to a point. I mean, what is
you said that's going to alienate people, and I guess I'm not understanding what is alienating people.
Well, I think with a lot of the viewpoints that you express are you're very firm in the voluntarist society, which I totally support. I mean, by all means, please be. But at the same point, especially on like Saturday nights when people call in from Florida, mm-hmm. whatever that big radio station is out there that you always get a ton of calls from, a lot of those people call and they haven't heard a lot of the ideas yet. And there tends to be a whole lot of friction between you and a lot of the callers. And I view this as a movement where we're trying to get as many people on board as we can. And I'm looking at it as
you say is, Ian, you are too principled and you need to become less principled so you can reel more people into this movement.
I think you can be,
is that what I'm hearing?
I think you can be principled without being, you know, like giving.
You're the one that yells at the damn callers. I'm the one having to tell you to pipe down, you madman.
I'm no madman.
So I do
hear that, but I'm worried about alienating people that they just haven't had a chance to really grasp the full concept. Because, I mean, okay.
I appreciate your concern, but I can say that I believe very firmly, as you said, in the ideas of a voluntary society. And I don't think I'm the worst at communicating those ideas. I'm certainly not belligerent in many ways towards callers, unless they're belligerent to me first. And in some cases, I don't care about converting everybody. I'm not interested in a 100% conversion rate. I'm interested in bringing the people over that is right for it this first time in their lives, and not everybody is going to be on board with the ideas of liberty the first time they hit them, even if it's just Marx's ideas of, you know, a small government, a very, very small government. That could also be offensive to some people. So, you know, we really can't just do this radio show being concerned for what people will think about our ideas. We just have to put them out there, and whoever responds, responds. Because the number one purpose of this this show is to entertain people so they'll continue listening to it. And if we're not doing that, then we're not doing our jobs, because then we're not holding people through a commercial break so they can hear what their local radio station sponsors are, so they can go patronize those sponsors, so the radio station will stay on the air, so we can stay on the air, and hopefully over time bring them the ideas of liberty in a very, you know, slow, methodical fashion. But they're going to be very principled ideas, and I understand that that's going to turn some people off. Oh, well.
Well, you know,
I can't argue that you're not entertaining, because you definitely have made me laugh several times pretty hard.
Well, entertainment isn't always necessarily about laughter. Go ahead, Wayne.
I was going to say, sometimes at first people will think, what are these guys talking about? But if they keep listening, then they start to realize that you have to let the paradigm shatter in your mind. And so many people have been raised with this statist mentality, whether they're Republicans or Democrats, that when they first hear us speak on the show, especially Ian, that they are going to be shocked at first. But a lot of people will listen more just because they have to try to make sense of what he's saying. And as they gather more of the ideas, then they start to make sense. And not everybody's willing to give up the paradigm that they see the world through.
Even if I were to water it down, they still wouldn't necessarily be able to give up their paradigm. And we've heard callers over time and gotten emails from people who will tell us a similar story of, when I first heard your show, I was shocked at blah, 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 and then down the line, I started to come to agree more with what Mark was saying, and then down the line, I came around more to what you were saying, Ian, and...
Are you calling me a shill?
No, I'm just replicating some of the stories we've told. Now, obviously, we're not hearing the stories from people who say things like, well, I've tuned in once and then never tuned in again. Those people are obviously out there.
Oh, yeah.
But what am I going to do about it?
Yeah.
You know, thank you for the call.
Mark's the candy man.
800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. As long as enough people to tune in to get us some ratings and get us on more radio stations,
which is happening.
Success. Hour 2 is coming up.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by NestleFamily.com, where nourishing healthy, happy families is filled with fun. Avoid worrying your child about foods she should and shouldn't eat when she visits friends by providing her with a healthy snack as a gift to the host. That way, she can decide to eat what you've sent without feeling isolated from the other kids. And if she decides not to eat it, that's okay too. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.